So let's just spend a little bit more time with this mantra, Om Tara Tutare Ture Swaha. And remember, one of the ways that Tara, this aspect of Tara, is, how can I say, personified or articulated, is it's the sense of the boat captain, the ship captain that takes us across the ocean of the world. And in the yogic tradition, again, when they speak of the world, they're speaking of this illusory plane of life that can be so conducive to suffering, because it's so easy to get caught in attachment to this and that, and this and that, and this and that. And so the notion of Tara is really this clear beacon of pure awareness that cuts through, but it's more glidey. Kali is more cutting. It's more, it glides us through. So again, it's an aspect of our deep awareness that can glide us through all the stuff of this life that can create traps for us. And big traps and little traps, I mean, traps of identity, traps of suffering, traps of addictive behavior, traps of any behavior that doesn't really work for us. Anything that from the yoga perspective, as everybody knows, anything that creates attachment runs the risk of bringing sooner or later suffering. Anything that we're attracted to sooner or later, we're going to lose. And then if we're not riding that clear light beam of Tara awareness, we're going to get caught in suffering. Obviously, I'm really simplifying this, but think of, I love the metaphor of Tara as this ship captain. And if you just take a moment and just sort of feel yourself in your life right now, moving through, and we're in very turbulent waters right now. I mean, these are really dark and turbulent waters that we are experiencing on this planet right now. And it's very easy to get caught in fear, caught in suffering, caught in a reactive rage against the powers that be. Very easy. And that's not going to help us or the situation. And if you just take a few minutes to work with the mantra and just repeat it silently, and as you repeat it, just like feel how each of the mantras within this longer mantra is that gliding force. And you can almost, it might be better when we do it out loud, and we'll do that again later. But see if you can feel the way the actual shaping of the sound, whether you're doing it silently or you're vocalizing it, it has that gliding, pulling us along through all the messy stuff of this life. So just take a few minutes and play with the mantra that way and let it take you ultimately deeper into the self, right? Because that's the only safe harbor. There's no other safe harbor but the deep self. And ultimately, that's the course that this ship captain mantra is sailing us into. Again, the yogic metaphor across the ocean of the world into the depths of our own deep self. Into the depths of the self. So feel that Om Tara Tutare Ture Swaha. Really shape those sounds inside of yourself.